Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard?
Right, okay. Why can't we hear it? It's all something, isn't it?
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, we can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM, here on Sheffield Live.
Good evening. This is 2 Foot Left with you, DJ Kalinka, and a special guest, Lucy LaLuca, who is a local musician in a couple of bands, Mango Landing and Ice. Mango Rescue Team, sorry. And Ice is Nice. Nice Ice, even. Oh, we can tell we've prepared this thoroughly. Yeah, I'll play a few tunes and then we'll get Lucy to do an hour or so. Thanks very much. 2 Foot Left, home of the weird, local, and out there, and more. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
It's impossible, because even when you concentrate on thinking about nothing, you're already thinking of something, if you see what I mean. Go ahead, try it now. Try thinking about nothing. You know what I'm talking about. It's funny, I try and clear my mind of all thought, but I keep on thinking about World War III. But for meditation to work, we need to be able to empty the mind, to still the mind, to calm the mind. This is the only way to be free of anxiety. And this is the problem at the heart of exercise number one. To help, I'm going to show you a little trick that I've learned. It'll only take 4 minutes. But in order for this to work, I need you to relax and close your eyes. Close your eyes now and ignore everything else that's going on around you. Close your eyes and concentrate on the sound of my voice. Because it is impossible to think of nothing, you must think of one thing and one thing only. I'd like you to imagine a single source of light surrounded by blackness. Picture a lit candle in the void. The candle is surrounded by a bubble of nothing. The bubble is completely empty, apart from the burning candle. But the bubble is expanding. It expands to surround the room you are in. Picture the bubble surrounding the candle, expanding until it surrounds the entire building. It keeps on spreading outwards, switching off everything inside it by the flickering light from the candle. The external penumbra rushes outwards across land, then sea, until it contains the entire globe, then out across the solar system, switching off planets one by one. Everything that was once inside has now gone, by the single small light source. This globule of void expands past the edge of the Milky Way, and only the candle remains. And then it expands to the edges of the universe, and only the candle remains. There is nothing outside of this sphere. There is nothing inside. There is just a single candle flickering in a perfect void. During the heat wave of 1976, our street got so hot the road outside my parents' house melted. I'm not joking. The tarmac turned to viscous black tar that you could pull up in chunks with your bare hands. If you didn't mind how much it burned the skin on your fingers, that is. That summer, we wandered around dozily in the 35 degree plus heat. The boys in Speedos, the girls in bikinis. Each day, it got 1 centigrade hotter than the last. Just before the heat wave broke, walking up my road, I saw a pool of red liquid in front of the drive and jogged into the house where I knew there would be homemade lollies made from cheap blackcurrant cordial and wooden sticks in the freezer cabinet. I ran up to my mum and said, "Someone dropped a lolly outside. There's a melted lolly everywhere. Can I have a lolly? Can I have a lolly, please?" My mum winced, and my dad said, "That's not a lolly. Do you remember next door's dog, King?" I went back outside and stared at the single red bubble resting on the slick of dog's blood on the road. But it wasn't there for long. The heat wave broke and suddenly there were the biggest raindrops I'd ever seen. I swear I remember the first few drops hissing as they hit the pavement. I can see them now, falling slowly and hitting the floor like exploding 50 pence pieces. And the funny thing is, at first, it only rained down one half of our street. If you looked to the right of our house, it was all rain and heavy charcoal clouds. If you looked to the left, it was all blue sky and roasting sun. But slowly, the wall of rain rolled down the street until that was all you could see. Within an hour, the parched gutter had become a torrential river bursting its banks, as seen from an aircraft window. And then, all the blood was gone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was the last penultimate tune in my little first section. Played several tunes. I'll have to list them later. Last tune is by local Rotherham sound artist, musician, producer Ryan Trenor with Ocean James from Uganda. So I'm going to play one more tune before our special guest Lucy La Loca. This is a famous tune. I'll leave you to guess it and I'll put it in the notes later. Okie dokie.
Let's get hot on the dancing spot. Hot.
Oh, is it hot?
Wow. Then let's get cool in the pool. Oh, let's get cool. Then let's get cool in the pool. Oh, let's get cool.
Thank you. Lucy LaLoca, and welcome to 2 Foot Left. Thank you so much, DJ Kalinka, for having me. The first track is by the amazing Goldie Vox, and it's called Beside Me.
I got a feeling it'll take over.
Okay, so that was the amazing Goldivox. Their track was called Beside Me. They're going to be playing a gig. And they're going to be playing a gig at Sydney Matilda on the 18th of June. You can find them on Spotify. And yeah, they're amazing. The next track is called Green Heather, and it's by Silvermill. So that was Green Heather by Silvermill. They are playing a gig Friday the 29th of May with the brilliant Cowbird at Toolmakers, which is in Pitsmoor. So do get your tickets because it's going to sell out. So a massive shout out to Maeve and Claire, who are Silvermill. They lead the open mic jam at the She Few pub in Sheffield, which is the last Monday of the month, and they're always just really supportive of other musicians and just letting people just have a go, including myself. So thank you, you guys. Claire also plays in a really gorgeous band called Jack's Rake. You can find Silvermill and Jack's Rake on SoundCloud and Spotify. So the next song is Now Everybody by Yo Dynamo. That was Now Everybody by Yo Dynamo. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram for gig updates. You can also find their music on Bandcamp, Spotify, and the Hatch Sheffield compilation albums. Now, if you just bear with me, I'm just going to load the next track.
Plenty of soul, plenty of peace. Some for you.
So that was Plenty by Orangibanj, which is O-R-A-N-J-A-B for banjo, B-A-N-J. You can find them on Bandcamp and gigging around Sheffield and Chesterfield. Shout out to Orange and Dan. They were playing this weekend, a little festival this weekend. So the next track is called Forget Me Not, and it's by The Happy Hollow. Forget Me Not by The Happy Hollow. You can find them on Spotify. The singer is Sophie Everson. They don't have any upcoming gigs, but Sophie also DJs a super block around Sheffield as part of Dirty Disco Club, and she also sings with Captain Avery and the Cosmic Triceratops of Intergalactic Peace, which you can find on Spotify and Bandcamp. So yeah, massive shout out to you, Sophie, or Broccoli. And the next track is called Ice Cream Lament, and it's by Nice Ice. So that was Ice Cream Lament by Nice Ice. So this is a song inspired by the Co-op Freezes. I formed this band with Ben Stevenson on keys, Josie Wexler on violin, and I'm playing the musical Saw.